Hello, darling. Something that has been running through my mind for a while now is the word anticipation. A word that can hold so much value. A word that can make you feel certain things. There are many things in life that one may anticipate. It means to regard something as probable, to expect or predict as a sort of precursor of something, an inevitability, if you will. I do love the inevitable. There are many things that are inevitable in this world. Mistakes will be made in your life. That is inevitable. Things change. Inevitable. Death. Inevitable. You popping off in your pants at the sight of a pretty girl? Inevitable. Did that tickle something in that mind, perhaps? You don't have to be shy. In fact, I don't think you could be with that outward display of yourself at times. You can't help yourself, though. And that's the best part for me, honestly. I believe that it is inevitable that you will continue listening to this audio. You're just a few moments in, but you can't wait to let me install some triggers into that little mind of yours. Triggers that will ultimately bring about your own inevitabilities. You are going to let me in deep into that mind, to flip a few switches that I deem necessary, and you'll just allow it to happen, to let me infiltrate, manipulate, and facilitate your inability to hold back the proverbial tide, as it were. The science behind my desires is fairly well documented, and I believe that you are the perfect candidate for further research. This progressive arousal you have no way of stopping, and it will sneak up on you without notice. I want you to get nice and comfortable for me, and listen very, very closely to my voice. Let my words deeply embed themselves into that mind of yours. You may or may not remember everything I say to you. And even if you drift off deeply into a trance state, my words will penetrate you so, so deeply. You won't even know how hidden I will remain in that consciousness. Get in a nice, comfy place. Either sitting comfortably or laying down. Make sure that your limbs are all nice and relaxed. Uncross your legs. Uncross your arms. And just choose something to stare at in front of you. If you get very comfortable, you can just close your eyes and listen. It doesn't matter if your eyes are open or closed or how you're breathing. Just so long as that you are nice and comfortable and listening. Listening very closely. Paying attention to all the little details. I wonder if it's difficult to get totally settled sometimes, having that fear that you could just pop off at any time. It does get the blood pumping, that thought. I always giggle when I see men pop off quickly during sex, but that's so easy. Barely a challenge at all. A sexy woman, willing, naked, ready to go, could make even a very well-trained man pop quickly. But you? You are a special case. For you, the simple embarrassment of a pre-jack during sex? Nothing at all. You're walking around with basically a loaded gun in those pants constantly, ready to go off at any moment. It's so much worse for you because you know your body holds the power to make you crumble at the slightest provocation. Can you imagine? Just walking somewhere and all it takes is a woman passing by. Perhaps she's pretty, but she doesn't even have to be that stunning for you to just burst in those undies. Absolutely wild, that human body of yours. It's like a live wire, ready to just zap. Zap you where it counts. There is no world that exists where you wouldn't just pop off at something spontaneously. Just walking through a store to buy yourself groceries and some nice woman could be reaching out for some item on a high shelf, stretching her body upwards. Perhaps she reaches near enough that you could catch a faint scent of her shampoo or perfume. The motion of her can create ripples in the air between the two of you, and suddenly you feel it. That familiar, wet eruption down below, uncontrollable and throbbing, out of you, swiftly, without warning, pop. How hot that makes you around your cheeks. That lovely blush you get that signals to the world that something, well, something has happened. Rosy. Embarrassed, you can feel yourself wanting to shrink down and hide. But no, there is no hiding from this for you. Because pop. And it's kind of funny how the distress of this happening to you only adds to the fact that it will happen to you. Making your dick more effective at popping off anytime it wants to, without your mind being prepared for the event. The underlying pressure that is so deeply internalized is like a little ticking time bomb. Tick, tock, tick, tock. And it will just blast at some point. And you know it deep, deep down inside of you. That nugget of knowledge just sits deep inside of you. Tick, tock, tick, tock. And you never know when it's going to percolate to your surface, toppling you over, tipping you out. It's okay to breed those undies, sweetie. Nobody will notice. Probably. The best part is your body can allow this to even happen anywhere, anytime, and for any reason whatsoever. The science is simple, really, and you are able. It's even more fun if you decide not to play with yourself during your alone time. Let yourself build up so that you are even more of a loose cannon, ready to come if a nice breeze hits you just right. And it's been a little while since you last popped. It doesn't matter what stimulates you, because you are always willing to be stimulated. Tick, tock, pop, pop, pop. So good. Playing video games is a great time for you to just pop off randomly. There you are, sitting, fingering the buttons, controlling a character, contributing to a team. Concentrating on a game takes a level of attention away from your body that puts you in just the right sort of mind space to feel like you are secure. Nothing to worry about, right? You play and hear a bunch of dudes' voices in-game making shout-outs, cheering, celebrating, perhaps yelling. The energy is fun and aggressive. And then you hear her. A voice. A voice through the comms and she giggles or says, "Hi." That wonderful voice of a gamer girl in your ears on your team. Perhaps she pockets you. Or you pocket her. Even better. She's just blasting away and playing and having a great time and has no idea that you could pop off at a simple sound she makes. Doesn't even have to be a sexy sound, just a small grunt, or maybe she's cursing and it's so freaking cute. Your body can't help its depraved little self. Can you imagine if she yelled at you for something? I can feel you trembling from here at that. She demands you to heal her more, and you suddenly feel those rhythmic contractions in your pelvic muscles. That intense, sudden pleasure you weren't expecting, and you pop, pop, pop. So good. Then you just have to stammer and sit in that warm, wet place until the end of the match. The friction of the moisture, a reminder of what you just did. She can probably hear it in your voice if you try and utter anything. She knows what you did in those pants, you dirty, dirty little thing. Aww, but you can't stop it. It is your fate, isn't it? There are so many, so very many scenarios where you could just pop off. It's almost daunting. The waitress that brings the check for a meal, and when she leans down to place it on that table in front of you, somehow your cock knows that her hand is hovering only inches away, with just a skinny little table between it and her. And she smiles at you, and the warmth of the smile suddenly can send you into that personal boiling point that exists secretly under your surface. Right under that table, right up close to her hand, rippling quietly and secretly under that thin veil, ready to pop at any moment. Tick, tock, tick, tock, pop. Oh, so good. Or perhaps a woman bumping into you accidentally in a bar or perhaps just on the street. It could jolt you enough to pop right off in those pants. That sudden, jarring feeling with a slight oof sound she makes, her voice reaching your ears, much like mine is penetrating that mind right now. And tick, tick, boom, ah, pop, pop, pop. You can't help squirting off like that, can you? No. So helpless. The way an outfit hugs a woman will make you pop. A trip to the beach may make you pop suddenly when least expecting it. Perhaps you go to a pool and are swimming or a lake somewhere, and someone has on a nice bikini. The wet skin, the wet hair, the wet body would be enough to send a regular man over the edge, but you are beyond regular, aren't you? You can't resist even if you wanted to. And the proof? Well, the proof is in the pudding, as they say. The fact that you can just release without warning, just boom, pop. And you have your own little swimmers floating all around you in that pool or in that lake. Can you imagine that feeling? That feeling of just swimming around in your own mess you made? People near you would have no idea. Or maybe they do, if they look at you. Feel that heat of eyes and the possibility that someone saw you flinch in that way. That shudder you get when you pop, pop, pop. Oh. You're like a balloon drifting too close to some heat source, expanding constantly. But the balloon is not aware of the issue any more than your body is aware of when it will lose control. It can happen at any time, in any place, and you can feel it deep, deep down inside of that soul of yours. Tick, tock, tick, tock, pop, pop, pop. My favorite part, personally, is how helpless you are to your own body. How fun it is to think of you just exploding. It's in my mind, you exploding. That adds a layer, doesn't it? Knowing that I'm just out here in this world thinking about you, just wandering around, jizzing yourself at any moment. It makes me smile. It makes me laugh, and it gives me so much joy, knowing that I contribute to this eruption of yours in some small way. You just shooting your wad at a movie theater because the girl with the buttery popcorn looked up and made eye contact? Hilarious. It must affect you so much more deeply knowing that you can just pop at the slightest notion. There will come a time where you will be doing something so dull, you may completely forget what your body is capable of. And then you'll become aware of your surroundings, suddenly make eye contact with another human, and my voice will creep into that mind, and you'll hear me whispering secrets to your cock. Go on. You know you want to, you silly thing. Come. Come for me. Pop. Pop off right now. Right in those undies. Make a delicious little mess for me. You know you want to. You know you want to do it. You want to come in those undies. Making such a mess. Someone might notice. You can't help yourself. It could just happen. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Pop. And your cock? Oh, your cock will just listen to me, just as you're listening to me right now. You may even hear the echoes of my laughter when it happens. Pop, pop, pop. Oh. I wonder if you could even get all the way through this audio without an incident. Gosh, I hope so, because I really want those secret little triggers I put into that mind to work. Oh, the little secret subliminal ones that shift that brain into a state of constant probable arousal? Yes. There is a level in that mind that you are unaware of. But I placed a little button that can't help but get pushed when you least expect it, triggering your body to follow the secret commands inside of that mind that march straight down your nervous system and make you fucking pop, pop, pop. Ah, so good. Even if you can't make it all the way through, that doesn't matter. It just means you succumb to women's powers very, very deeply. And that only increases the effectiveness of this very file. Further implanting the seeds in that mind so that you release the seeds in your pants, no matter what. You have so many little cummies to release into the world, and you won't be able to help yourself. That sudden release of the hormones in your body clenching deep, deep down in that tummy, pushing you over the edge, dripping out the tip of you, and all you can do is squirm and writhe in the pleasure that has arrived unannounced. Just pop. And that familiar, sticky situation you get yourself into, wild, really. So inappropriate. So unavoidable. You are my messy little cum machine, and you will operate in the world how I desire, how you were meant to be programmed. An unexpected little toy for me to laugh about, thinking of you just out there breeding your underwear. Pop, pop, pop. Popping off whenever, wherever, because you have no control. None whatsoever. My sweet little pre-jack king, blasting off anytime, anywhere, regardless of your audience. Imagine if it was a crowded room. Would someone feel the shift in atmosphere as you have a spontaneous orgasm because you were standing, perhaps, too closely to a woman who happened to grace you with a look through her pretty little lashes? Oh, sounds delicious to me, my little programmed mess machine. You pop because I want you to pop. You pop because you can't control yourself. And that is simply the science of you. It is in your DNA to release your DNA whenever the fuck your body decides to release. You are bent over at the absolute whim of your cock. Any little impulse can set it off. Tick, tock, tick, tock, pop, pop, pop. So good for me. My sweet little mess. And it all comes back again to the thought of anticipation. That anticipation when you hit play on this audio and dedicated yourself to listening so closely, so intently, knowing the effects that I could, that I would have on you. Powerful, deep, lasting effect. Programming a part of your mind you aren't even aware exists. But I do. I know those seedy little parts of you that make you release your seed. I know the parts of you to press and tease and trigger to make you absolutely want to burst for me. I know. And I'll be there on some level, always. Watching, waiting, anticipating, pressing the button over and over and over again, triggering you and your tendencies. Huh. Those tendencies will only get stronger and stronger over time, too. The nerves of it all happening will make you succumb over and over and over again to your pants. A small friction in the air, oh, it'll make you blast. It can be rough when you get hard and then pop off, but it can be so, so much harder knowing that you can just come no matter what status you are currently in. Soft, hard, doesn't matter to me or your cock because it's always thrumming along. Always ready at a moment's notice. Always ready to pop off. Pretty girl walks by, looks at you. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Pretty video game character giggles in your face. Tick, tock, tick, tock. pretty woman at the store, reaching, grabbing. You feel that clenching, that familiar, wonderful, bursting feeling. Tick, tock, tick, tock. Pop, pop, pop. Boom. And you just explode. You can't help it, my sweet little mess. So good for me. Don't ever stop popping.